bat or a moth or something like that?
The singular is.
A moth.
And this is a an insect that you see in the summertime, lights up at night.
Lightning bugs.
All right. And this is a kind of a long insect with a long, slender body and filmy wings. You see, they fly around the room.
What the blue tails are?
Well, that's one. Now, I just wondered if you know the term either snake doctor or snake feeder.
Yes, I've heard
or mosquito hawk or dragonfly.
I've heard dragonfly, snake feeder, or snake doctor, something like that.
All right. Now, name a couple of different kinds of stinging insects.
What, like a bee or a hornet or a wasp? Or a bumblebee or something like that.
Now, what's the difference between a hornet and a wasp?
Let's see. The hornet is yellow and black with the rings.
Is that the same thing as the yellow jacket?
I'm thinking of the yellow jacket, I think. Wait a second, no. I don't know if I'm thinking about what I would call a bumblebee. Is the great big bees that's yellow and black?
Uh-huh.
You know, the two separate parts. One's yellow, and one's black.
Yeah.
And whether I'm right, if that's yellow, okay. Jacket, I don't know.
Now, do you ever see the nests they build?
Yeah, the little white cone type things.
Well, which kind builds that?
The wasp.
All right. Now, what about a? What do you call these things that you have to chase them away in the summer and they get on you and they...
What, mosquitoes?
Yeah. And these things jump around in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
All right. And small fish use for bait.
Minnows.
And something that a spider weaves about.
A web.
All right. And the parts of a tree underground.
The trunk.
Or underground.
Under the ground?
Yeah.
The roots.
All right. And a tree that you get syrup from.
A maple tree.
Right, what would you call a bunch of maple trees growing together?
I don't even know.
All right. And what other kinds of trees are common around here?
Oaks, willows, mimosa, maple, maybe something like hickory or something.
But
like that.
What about the kind of tree that George Washington chopped down?
What, the cherry tree?
Yeah. Is a sycamore common here at all?
Yes.
What's that?
It's, what, a sycamore tree?
Yeah.
It's a tree.
Okay, was it a big tree, a small tree?
It's I would say a big tree.
Any distinctive characteristics about it?
I don't know any distinctive. It's a very large tree.
All right. Do you have a shumac or sumac?
I've heard of a sumac. Yeah, what's around here now, I don't know.
This kind of a vine or a little short weed that you get a rash from?
Poison ivy.
All right. Now, is there a different poison, something else?
Poison oak.
Do you know the difference between the two?
No, I don't.
All right. Name some edible berries.
Like cherries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries.
Oh, that's fine. Now, you're out picking berries with some little kids, and you tell them, now, you be careful, because some of these berries are...
poisonous.
Yeah. We talked before about trees and bushes. Can you think of a kind of a tree that grows up in the mountains?
What, like a fir or something like that?
No, this is I was thinking of a laurel, a mountain laurel. Do you know what that is? How about this kind of a bush, great big thing that you associate with the South? It's a big, in Mississippi especially, has big white flowers.
I don't know the name of it.
Well,
magnolias?
Yeah, how about rhododendron?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that one at all. If a woman might say, I must ask the man she's married to, she'd say, I must ask my
husband.
And he'd say, I have to ask my
wife.
And a woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And what do you call your father?
What? When I speak to him?
Yeah.
Dad.
All right, and he is your?
My father.
And your other parent is your?
Mother.
And you call her?